Next week, the annual Philadelphia Fringe Festival gets underway, featuring 150 productions over 16 days. Ranging from major international artists to local theater icons to unknown artists in unusual places. Now 20 years old, the Fringe helped establish experimental theater in Philadelphia. From WHYY's Arts and Culture Desk, Peter Crimmins reports that the experimental performance artists who grew up alongside the festival are now training the next vanguard of alternative theater.
The Pig Iron Theater Company started in 1995 at Swarthmore College. That's where the founding members studied. They wanted to establish themselves in a major theater city, so they were looking at Chicago, Minneapolis, New York, and then they heard that a fringe festival was starting in Philadelphia. For that first festival, in 1997, co-founder Quinn Baradell blanketed the Old City neighborhood with posters for a show called Cafeteria.
So we actually hired with pizza a group of like 25 Swarthmore 18, 19 year olds to be our marketing team. And when you're 18 or 19 and told to put posters up anywhere you can find a place to put a poster and hand out these flyers, they just went bananas.
Bordell's co-founder is Dito van Reigersberg, also known by his stage name, Martha Graham Cracker.
One of our pizza bribed interns made a giant sheet, made a giant bed sheet into a cafeteria poster, and then tried to hang it over the highway and got us into a little bit of trouble.
And somebody postered a moving bus. We didn't pay for the bus poster, which I guess costs a lot of money, but somebody put a poster on a moving bus. So there were posters everywhere.
The success of that first Fringe Festival convinced Pig Iron to put down roots in Philadelphia. The festival and the company have since grown up together, each becoming an institution of experimental theater. The festival has its own building on the Delaware River, and the Pig Iron has a school of advanced performance training. It's a three-year program accredited through the University of the Arts. Pig Iron teaches what is called devised ensemble theater. That's a creative process that does not start with a script to be memorized by performers, but with people on stage figuring out what story they want to tell. It's sort of a bottom-up approach.
That approach just felt so different than other theater schools I had been looking at, which is about how do we train you to be an actor so we can hand you a script and put other people's words in your mouth.
This is Nick Gillette. He's a graduate of the Pig Iron School. He and fellow alumnus Ben Greenberg created their own company called Almanac. It will be in this year's Fringe Festival with a performance, Exile 2588. It's a futuristic tale of Prometheus told with acrobatics and a folk duo, Chickabiddy.
But don't you talk me down, talk me down, talk me down, talk me down.
Gillette, who is trained in martial arts, says he learned from Pig Iron how to make theater through very physical, athletic movement.
What they gave us was the allowance to take the thing that we love and run as hard as we could with it. So the liberty to trust ourselves and our artistic voice is an amazing gift that we got from that theater school.
Can't help but look when it shines just right.
Pig Iron is not the only company training the next generation of experimental artists. Another is Headlong Dance Theater, who also performed at that first Fringe Festival 20 years ago. Co-founder Amy Smith remembers that dance was called Pop Songs.
Pop Songs was a collection of pieces with pop songs and two pop songs. I wonder if I shouldn't mention the specific pop songs because we certainly didn't get permission to use them.
The music Smith used was 1997 indie rock, Galaxy 500, The Violent Femmes, The Blake Babies.
I've got a girl in a box. Keep her under my bed.
When most choreographers reach a certain age, they tend to get teaching jobs at schools, but Smith decided to invent a school, the Headlong Performance Institute. She wanted to teach artists how to survive.
We have a strong focus on creation, but we also, a class that I teach called The Life of the Artist is a really big piece of the curriculum for us because it's all about things like budgeting and taxes and day jobs and fundraising for your work and all the things that aren't taught in colleges and universities, but should be.
Tell Mission Control that I'm staying on Mars. I'm not going back.
I'm sorry. That is not possible.
A graduate of Headlong Dance Institute is Dani Solomon, who will be performing her own show at the Fringe Festival this year called One Way Red, about starting a colony on Mars.
There's nothing for me back on Earth.
Solomon came to Headlong right after graduating from Colgate University. She had studied both theater and physics and found herself at a divide to pursue science or art. The Headlong School cinched her decision.
Their way of looking at creation is a mode of like asking questions about ourselves, our culture, and the world we live in. And that's what, you know, physics, serious physics inquiry is as well. That's what research is. So I find myself in the rehearsal space starting off with a bunch of questions that I have, in this case about, you know, why we look to other planets to solve our problems here.
This will be Solomon's first show at the Fringe Festival, but she prepared for it by debuting this piece, One Way Red, last year at Philadelphia's Solo Festival, which presents solo performances on a low budget.
Solo Fest is totally like the new Fringe. It's the Fringe of the Fringe.
I'm Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.